May be seated. If you would turn your Bibles to Psalms chapter 37. Psalms chapter 37. My subject this morning, God can master your breakthrough. How many of you need a breakthrough? Well, I'm here to tell you that God can master your breakthrough. This will be a two-part series. I'm going to preach part one this morning and part two in the evening service at 6 p.m. But this has been running around in my spirit because I see so many people that they're on the verge of their breakthrough, but they're not quite there. And I'm trusting the Lord that these two sermons, they will be something that will spark faith in your heart and spark a determination of obedience to the will of God, that you will reach out and break through every barrier. We're reading from Psalms 37, verse 3. The psalmist said, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." I love this. "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Now look at verse 5. "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday." And then the Bible tells us to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. That is a rest to the children of God. Labor to enter that rest, and no matter what you're going through, don't let anything move you off of what you believe in God for. I want to focus on verse 5, Psalms 37, verse 5. "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Some of you, you need a breakthrough. You've been struggling with problems that you think are irreversible. There are things that you cannot turn around, but I've got good news this morning. God can turn it around. Hallelujah. What do you do when you don't know what to do? That is not the time to try to reason things out, but that's the time to turn to God and turn your faith loose with all your heart. And I need to tell you this. Most of you, you don't have problems that you need to fix. You have directions that you need to change. Let me say that again. Most of you, you don't have problems that you need to fix. You have directions that you need to change. It may be a direction that you need to change, or it may be a direction that someone close to you needs to change. But there are some things that you cannot fix, and that's when you must learn to trust in God. That's when you must commit everything into the hands of God. And there comes a time you must learn how to lean and depend on Jesus, just like the songwriter said. My subject this morning, I'm going to preach part of one of it this morning. God can master your breakthrough. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for victory. We praise you, Lord, for the word of God, for the principles that are found in the word of God. And when we apply those principles, that those principles, Lord, we find ourselves cooperating in your divine will. And Lord, I pray that you will speak to each of our hearts, and that everything we do, that we will evaluate it against your word, and then we will apply your word to our lives, and then you will give us that breakthrough that we need. Bless your people. Bless those watching, Lord, by live stream. And everyone said in Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Ricky told this story Wednesday night about a pastor in Romania. And the pastor made the following statement. He said, "You talk about commitment in America, but we talk about surrender in Romania." And the brother that was with him asked the question, said, "Well, what is the difference?" And he said, "Well, you see, when you make a commitment to someone, you are in control. You decide what you're going to do, and then you do it. But when you surrender to another person, you put the other person in control, and they decide what you're going to do, and you do it." And that's the crux of the matter that we're dealing with today. Some of you need to get away from commitment, and you need to make a total surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We all find ourselves at that place in our journey from our salvation that begins here on earth to our eternal salvation in heaven. There will come times that you will have to make a decision that I'm going to surrender all of this to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. See, God can master your breakthrough. And what you can't fix, God, he can fix it. Many of you, you have survived some hard issues and some issues in life that have been devastating. And some of you, you have faced some hard times. And any time you go through those hard places, your faith is supposed to grow. The Bible talks about the trying of your faith is more precious to God than gold that perisheth. And I like this part. But after you've done the will of God, you shall receive the promise. Not you might receive it, but when you do the will of God and when you surrender all to God, you shall receive the promise. Israel, they had a problem of losing their focus in the wilderness of life. And if we're not careful, we will lose our focus when we're going through those hard places. And it seems like we're in a wilderness, a barren, dry place. Israel had that problem. They were supposed to enter into the promised land, a land flowing with the blessings of God. And that's the picture of what we're supposed to get when we enter into salvation. And then we begin our journey of faith, walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. They were supposed to enter the promised land, a land flowing with the blessings of God. But they died in the wilderness, never having obtained the promises. They heard the word. They knew what the word said. God spoke to them. Can you imagine the signs and the wonders, smoking mountains and God opening up a Red Sea and God sending down manna and God flying in quail? All the promises they saw, a cloud that led them by day and a pillar of fire that warmed them and led them and kept them during the night. Hallelujah. They were supposed to enter that promised land, but they died in their wilderness, never having obtained what God had purposed for their lives. Look at what the writer of Hebrews says. Hebrews 4:2, he said, "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those that heard them." They heard the word, but they did not mix their faith with the word. And somewhere between what you seek and you and what you seek, there is a place called Jericho. We're just going to go to the book and look at it. And if you can overcome your Jericho, then you can have it all. I preached along this line recently about God having to get Egypt, Israel, out of Egypt and then to get it out of them. So I want to look at what the Bible says, and I want to expand those thoughts this morning. Somewhere between you and what you seek, there is a place called Jericho. And if you can overcome your Jericho, then you can have it all. Joshua 6:1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given into thy hands Jericho, the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around about the city once. Thou shalt do that 6 days. And the 7 priests shall bow before the ark 7 trumpets of ram horn, and the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow with the trumpet." Look at Joshua 6:5. The Bible says, "And it came to pass that when they had made a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout." I tell you, there is power in a shout. We've been shouting and we've been praising God, and I'll guarantee you one thing, we have gotten God's attention this morning because the Lord Jesus Christ is here. He said, "When you gather together in my name, there I am in the midst of you," and we are gathered together in the name above every name. So I want you to expect your miracle. I want you to expect your breakthrough from God. Says you shall, the people shall shout with a great shout, and look at this, "And the walls of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him." That's the power of praise. Sometimes you have to pray, sometimes you have to shout, and sometimes you just got to send up some praise and praise your way out of your problem. That is the hardest thing for Christians to do when they hit the hard places. But Jesus said, I want you to rejoice, not because of but one thing, that your name is written in heaven. That ought to give everybody in here a shout of glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, from my heart. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to sing and shout it. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, from my heart. You can murmur, you can gripe, you can complain, or you can get over into the area of shouting and praising God for his wonderful works to the children of men. I just decided, praise God, I'm going to praise God. I don't let the devil control my life. He doesn't push me around. My praise pushes him around, because God is a heavyweight, and God will come down into your situation when you send up praise and shout aloud unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. And God, who inhabits the praises of his people, he comes down and tabernacles himself over his people. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hands Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. What an incredible promise that God gave to this man. Can you imagine all the weight that's on his shoulder? And Moses is gone, and now Joshua has the responsibility to lead God's people. And the first thing that they face are the walls of Jericho. Amen. See, God gave the children of Israel specific instructions on how to fight their battle. God was looking for faith, and God was looking for obedience. And God let them know, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to fight your battles. If you'll do what I say, and I'm going to cause you to win in every situation. For 430 years, Israel had been in captivity in the land of Egypt. And God heard the cry of his people, and I promise you this, when you cry out to God, no matter what the situation, God hears your cry. There's a set time to go into a problem or dilemma, and there is a set time to come out. And God wants your faith to grow in the meantime. Amen. God heard the cry of his people, and he raised up a man from among them named Moses. Moses' assignment was to deliver God's people out of bondage through the Red Sea. How many have already come out of bondage? Hallelujah. You know you're saved, and you're so thankful that you're saved. Amen. God gave Moses that assignment to lead the people out of bondage. And these people, they ended up in the wilderness trying to understand who they were in God. I think so many Christians spend a lifetime in the wilderness never understanding who they are in Christ Jesus. And Israel ended up in that wilderness, and because of their own carnality, they go through a series of adversities. And it's during this process that God is trying to take out of them what they were once into. Doesn't he have to do that with us? He's trying to get out of us what we were once into. That's what salvation is all about. God delivers you from it, and then he delivers it out of you. I preached on it last time. I said, we used to call it sanctification. You can call it whatever you want to, but it's the crucifixion of the old man, and no matter what you call it, once you're saved, you're going to have to deal with your sinful past. You're going to have to deal with your sinful habits. You're going to have to deal with your shortcomings. And you're going to have to learn how to commit it unto God, trust also in him, and let him bring to pass the victory that you need in your life. Amen. And the longer you struggle with your it, the longer you will wander in your wilderness. God will take you around that mountain for 40 years if he has to, and you will never get that breakthrough. But if you will totally surrender everything to God, God will master your breakthrough. You don't need religion. You don't need to just come to church and sit in the house of God. You do need that. You do need to come to church. But what you need to do is make a total surrender to God. And once you do that, hallelujah, your breakthrough will come because God will master your breakthrough. Hallelujah. There is a tremendous difference between commitment and total surrender. When you commit to someone, you're in control. You decide what you're going to do, and you do it. When you surrender to another person, you put that other person in control, and they decide what you're going to do, and you do it. Some people can't go on with God because they will not totally surrender to God's will and totally obey God. They got out of Egypt, but Egypt has not gotten out of them. And somewhere between what you are seeking and what God has purposed for your life, there is a place called Jericho. And if you can overcome your Jericho, then you can have it all. Hallelujah. You can commit or you can surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And the choice is yours. Amen. If you will surrender, God will master your breakthrough. Or you can wander in your wilderness and never enter into God's fulfillment for your life. You can wander and still get miracles from God. You can wander and still get blessings. You can wander and still get a good job. You can wander and still have prosperity. You can wander and still buy houses. You can still get married. You can still have babies. You can wander and still have friends and still not come into your divine purpose. So do you want to live in God's good will, acceptable will, or God's perfect will? The choice belongs to you, and the choice belongs to me. I already know what I can do. I messed up big time. So I wanted to find out, if I just totally surrender my life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, what will he do with my life? Glory to God. I cannot recall all of the negative things that people in the church spoke into my life, and the devil used their mouth. The devil will use the mouth of a Christian to discourage you if you will let him. Or you can just get into the book and find out what God has to say. It really doesn't matter what you say. Woo! I mean, I could use a word of encouragement sometimes. I don't need all your problems. I got some of them of my own. Hallelujah. I run, I work, I keep going, I go and I go and I go, and I'm so thankful that I can keep going. But I'm really not so concerned about what you have to say about me. All I want to know is, what does God have to say about me? God can master my breakthrough. All you can do is give me some negative words that will help pull me down if I allow them to. But I just decided a long time ago, I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise him because my name is in the book. I'm going to praise him because he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. I'm going to praise him because he put a new song in my heart. I'm going to praise him because my name is written down in the Lamb's book of life. And then sometimes I'm just going to praise him because I want to. Hallelujah. If you want to, stand and give Jesus a standing ovation. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Eyes not seen, ears not heard. It's not even entered in the hearts of man, the things that God has purposed for those that will love him. And he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's total surrender, my friend. If you love him, you will totally surrender and keep his commandments. That's what the book is all about. That's how you get great things from God. That's how God masters your breakthrough. That's how God steps in and start throwing his weight around. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what others say. It only matters what God says. And God says you are blessed and highly favored of God. Hallelujah. His anger endured but a moment, but his favors for a lifetime. You might be in a season of weeping, but hold on, brothers and sisters. You're headed for your sudden breakthrough because God can master your breakthrough. You can wander for years and years and not know where you are and who you are in Christ Jesus. God did some wonderful things in the midst of these people, yet they could not come to grips with who they were in God, and they died in the wilderness. A lot of people die in the wilderness with the blessings of God in their hands. They get the blessing, but not the blesser. They get delivered, but not the deliverer. They get the provision, but not the provider. And you can literally die in the wilderness, not becoming what God would have you to be. The nation of Israel, those that came out from Egyptian bondage, they died in the wilderness except for two men, Joshua and Caleb. They didn't murmur, they didn't gripe, they didn't complain like the rest of them. They said, we are well able to take the land. God has said he's going to give it to us, and we are well able. The others saw themselves as grasshoppers. They said, there are giants in the land, and we look like grasshoppers in our own sight. Go read it. In our sight. If you think you're a grasshopper, guess what? You better get over it. You are more than a conqueror through him that loved you and gave himself for you. God always causes you to triumph when you totally surrender because of the power of the blood. It's the cross that assures you of your blessing. It's the cross that assures you of your breakthrough. And if you will totally surrender to Jesus Christ, God will master your breakthrough. All you'll have to do is stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. He said, and having done all to stand, stand and watch me work. Just stand and watch me do what only I can do. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. The nation of Israel, they died in the wilderness, except for two. Then God raised up a generation, go on, praise him, that was born in the wilderness. I mean, that was a new generation, and they were born in the wilderness. They were born in the wilderness, and unlike their parents, they did not have a slave mentality. Some people have a slave mentality. You need to change your mentality. You need to realize what Christ has done, what the cross has provided, and who you are in God, and what belongs to you as a child of God. Hallelujah. He is the Most High. He is possessor of heaven and earth. He is a deliverer from every enemy that you face, and you can win if you totally surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They were desert babies. They were born in the wilderness. I can just see them. They come out of the tent one morning. Hey, mama. Hey, daddy. The cloud's moving. We got to move. We got to move. And then the fire comes out by night. They say, mother, we got to camp right here. Mother and daddy, we got to stay right here. See, they didn't have a slave mentality. All they knew was the provisions of God. And they grew up and they came out of the wilderness ready to go into their promised land. But before they could go into the promised land, there was Jericho. There was Jericho waiting for them. And somewhere between you and what you seek, there is a place called Jericho. And if you can overcome your Jericho, hallelujah to the Lamb, you can have it all. You can have exactly what God said you can have. You don't have to come short, come out short-handed or anything. All you have to do is obey God, and God will master your breakthrough. Look at Ephesians 6 and 12. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So if our warfare is not natural, then our Jericho is not natural. Let me say that again. If our warfare is not natural, then our Jericho is not natural. Jericho is the first battle that you must fight before you begin to possess the things that God has purposed for your life. And when it comes to the spiritual realm, Jericho is your mind. Jericho is your mind. And if I can get your thinking in line with the Word of God, God will transform your life. If you don't win the battle over your mind, then you will never win the battles that come thereafter. Amen. The enemy knows that the mind is the stronghold. The enemy knows that the mind is the battlefield when it comes to spiritual things. Amen. And if my thinking is not right, I cannot get healed. If my thinking is not right, I cannot get delivered. If my thinking is not right, I cannot embrace the things of God. But it's God's way, and it's by the Spirit of God. He leads us by His Word. His Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And He can order my steps, and He'll order your steps and your stops. Amen. And when you're led of the Spirit of God, you hear a voice saying, let me take over. Give up and let Jesus take over. Give up and let Jesus take over. I said, give up and let Jesus take over. And He will make a way for you. Yes, He will. I said, He will make a way for you. And He'll order your steps, and He'll order your stops. And you'll find yourself walking in the Spirit, obtaining the things that God has purposed for your life. The Bible says, now Jericho was straightly shut up. That city was completely shut up and was walled in on every side. Let's talk about the walls. How do you break through a barrier to get into the promises of God? Walls are what you build to protect yourself from future pain. Walls of what you build when your heart has been broken and you're determined not to ever let it happen again. Walls of what you build to keep people from getting in and getting close to you. But the worst thing is you're straightly shut up. And the walls you have built to keep other people out, they have imprisoned you. And now no one can get in. But guess what? You can't get out. Some of you would have had better jobs, but there in the interview, they saw your walls and decided they didn't want to be bothered with you. Some of you could have accomplished some great things in life, but nobody could get through your walls. You'd be surprised at those that are in here today and those outside these walls, and those who are watching by a live stream who have walls in their life and they are living behind walls. I ride through neighborhoods and I look at the houses where the blinds are pulled and there's no light coming in. It's dark and it's gloomy. You need to open up the windows and let the sun shine in. You need to let some light in. Quit staying behind those walls. Say, this might not be what I want. It might not be what God has purposed for me. But this is what I've got. And I'm going to open up my heart and let the sun shine in. Hallelujah. I'm going to look unto the Father of all lights, in whom there is no shadow, no verminous of turning, because every good and perfect gift comes down from my Father, and Father can master my breakthrough. Go on and praise Him. Hallelujah. He said, walk in the light as He is in the light, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. God is light, hallelujah. That tells me something. The devil is darkness, and God brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light, and I just chose to live in the light. I'm not hiding behind some walls. I'm not going there and let the devil talk to me and discourage me. I'm coming out, hallelujah, and I'm coming up because I learned a long time ago, God will master your breakthrough if you'll totally surrender to God. Hallelujah. Jericho was straightly shut up. But God wants to take you from the wilderness into the promised land. But first, the walls must fall at Jericho. So how do you break through the barrier? And how do you get into the promises of God? Part of the answer is found in the story of Jericho. And that's why I'm preaching on this morning. God wants you to break through into victory. God told these people exactly how to win their battles. God said, I've given the city into your hands. What great promise has God given to you that you're seeking to obtain? God said, I've given the city into your hands, so take the men of war and march around those walls every day for 6 days. And on the seventh day, I want you to march around those walls 7 times. And when the priests blow the ram horn and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, then I want the people to shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city will fall down flat. Hallelujah. You'd be surprised at what your shout can do. You'd be surprised at what a good old praise ye the Lord can do. It would shock some of you if you just go home and get along with God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No one to criticize you. Just dancing and praising God. Nobody to say you're in the flesh. We are in the flesh. How do you get in the spirit? Well, you start by praising God, and next thing you know, woo, you're over there. And your spirit man's been released, and you're soaring like an eagle up into the heavens. You're seated together with Christ in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Because that's what God has purpose for your life. Heaven is our eternal home. But while I'm here, hallelujah, I've found out you can have a little heaven on earth. How about a happy marriage? How about a good, successful career? How about friends that love you? How about a church family? Hallelujah. How about doing something that you've longed to do, and finally you got the funds together to do it. You've got the monies, and now you can take that vacation, and you can take that vacation with the person that you want to be with, your mate. Hallelujah. Amen. Get everything in order before you take those vacations together. Amen. Hallelujah. Jericho was straightly shut up. God said, when the priests blow the ram's horn, when you hear that blast, I'm going to cause the walls to fall. He said, and then I want you to shout. See, there is something called obedience and full surrender. And that is the only way you can ever get those walls to fall. The only way you can obtain what God has purposed for you and enter into your destiny is to get those walls to fall by making total surrender to God and obeying God. Look at Joshua 6 and 10. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout. I've been talking about a shout. See, that's a time for everything. Joshua said, you shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice. Neither shall any words proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, and then you shall shout. Some people say, I don't care what that preacher said. He's just a man, just like me. Well, I am. I'm a man. I'm a human just like you. But when I stand up here, there's another voice coming out of my mouth. There's an anointing. That's the voice of God coming out of my mouth, because he called me to do this. I wouldn't attempt to do it if he hadn't called me. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. When God spoke that to me and said, I've called you, I said, well, praise God, if he can use a rooster, if he can use a jackass, if he can use a worm, if he can use a whale, I know he can use me. Hallelujah. He can use you, and he will. Glory to God. If you'll just totally surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Joshua knew that it would take faith in God and obedience to God in order to win this victory. And for 6 days, the people marched in silence. For 6 days, a preacher's dream. There was no murmuring, no complaining. For 6 days, there was no doubt or unbelief that was spoken. Joshua believed God, And he got these people to operating in faith and obedience. And when he did, and when the priest blew the trumpet, the people began to shout, and the walls of Jericho, woo, they came tumbling down. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. I said, Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. And yours will fall too, if you will completely obey and surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Look at your neighbor and say, it's time to shout. Say, it's time to shout. Say, you can shout those walls down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can pray your walls down, or you can praise them down, or you can do a combination of both. Hallelujah. But praise is the battle cry. And when all hell is breaking loose against you, that is when you stand there and your arms are empty. You don't have the blessing yet. Anybody can sing when they're holding the baby. I got my baby. I got my baby. God said, sing, O barren, sing. For greater is those that are barren than those that are plentiful. Amen. It's in Isaiah 54. Sing if you're barren. That's what God says. If you don't have it yet, just shout and sing, and the walls will come tumbling down. Hallelujah. When all you have is the word of God and your whole world is turned upside down, that's the time to praise God. And that's the one thing that most Christians refuse to do. They listen to the devil, and he says, if you shout and praise the Lord before the answer will come, people will think you're crazy. And the devil says, what are you going to do if you shout and praise God and then the answer doesn't come? I always tell the devil, what are you going to do when I shout and praise and the answer does come? You're going to stand over there like the rest of, with the rest of your demons, and you're going to scratch your head and say, what's that strange language he's praying in? Why, we can't decode that. See, the devil's got English-speaking demons. He got French-speaking demons. He's got German-speaking demons. He got Spanish-speaking demons. But God gave us an answer called the hotline to glory, the Holy Ghost. Get full of the Holy Ghost. The devil hadn't got any Holy Ghost speaking demons, and he can't. You got a coded language, and you can break through, and God give you the answer while you're praying and praising God in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Joshua knew it was going to take some faith to do this. See, the battle is the Lord's, and praise is the battle cry. And if you will obey God and praise God, even when you're not holding the promise in your hand, the wall will fall and your breakthrough will come. Praise is the voice of faith. And God said, if you will be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. He didn't say you might. He said, if you be willing, see, my will must be to his will, and obedient, I must obey his word. And he has promised me, and he has promised you, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. God wants us to shout. Most Christians shout when the walls fall. But God wants us to shout before the walls fall, just like they did at Jericho. When we shout before we receive the promises of God, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and listen to this, and you must believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Ask, seek, and knock. And just keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking, until your breakthrough comes, and it will come. There was a woman behind those walls. She was not a good woman. In fact, she was a wild, lascivious woman. The Bible calls her a harlot. Her name was Rahab, and she was shut up behind those walls. Yet in spite of her being shut up behind those walls, and in spite of her profession, she was a hooker. She still had faith in God. It's amazing how in some of the worst people you can find some of the greatest faith. Amen. And if God can find faith in you, I don't care what's wrong with you, He will reach through all those walls and all that mess that you're going through, and God will snatch you out. Hallelujah. God will deliver you. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. She was shut up behind those walls. Now listen to me. And as long as those walls remained, she was a harlot. She was shut up behind the walls. And as long as those walls remained, she was a harlot. But when God tore the walls down, Rahab the harlot, Rahab the hooker, Rahab the tramp, who worked the red light district of Jericho, she became the great, 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 great grandmother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Have you ever wondered, have you ever considered what you could be if you could get rid of all your walls? Amen. Can you imagine how much better your life would be and the life of those that are connected to you if you could get rid of your walls? Walls are real. I know they're real. I came back from the war and I had walls that nobody could get through. But Jesus came through my walls. And if He came through my walls, I promise you, He'll come through your walls and He will carry you out. For 7 days, they marched around those walls. And on the seventh day, seven times, Jericho was straightly shut up. But they kept marching around those walls. They kept marching until they got a breakthrough. God can master your breakthrough. And if you will totally surrender your life to the will of God, He will deliver you. I've seen them come in bound and go out free. That's my testimony. Hallelujah. And no matter how great your wall is or how long it's been there, it will come down.
Yes.
You've got to decide, I'm coming out of this.
Glory.
I'm coming out of this if you don't come out. I'm coming out if mama doesn't come out. I'm coming out if daddy doesn't come out. I'm coming out if my family doesn't come out. I just decided one thing, glory to God, I'm coming out because God can master your breakthrough. And He will master it if you will totally surrender to God and obey Him. Hallelujah. Let us stand. Glory. We got 6 minutes. Let's come and give Him some praise around these altars. It's about something about coming to the altar. Say, Lord, I'm coming. This is an expression of my total surrender. If there's any area of my life I haven't surrendered, I give it to You today. And I believe You're going to master my breakthrough. Glory. Life. I surrender to Your Lordship. Woo! Glory. And since I surrender to it, I thank You. And all my walls coming down. I'm coming out. Woo! I'm headed to my sudden tomorrow. Glory. Thank You for direction for Your people. Lord, You're going to tell them what to do, when to do it, how to do it. Their victory's on the way. I thank You for happy homes, happy marriages. I thank You for the more abundant life. I give You glory. I give You praise. Woo!
I said give Him the glory. Give Him the praise. I said
got to praise. Glory.